This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Your mind for another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I really should do a disclaimer before I play any of this because it is very controversial. It is inflammatory. It is, I think it might even be hate speech. I always hesitate to define hate speech, but people have been calling it hate speech, so I'm pretty sure this is hate speech. So now that I've properly warned you, brace yourself. Here it is, folks.
Today we come together as one nation with this very special salute to America. We celebrate our history, our people, and the heroes who proudly defend our flag, the brave men and women of the United States military.
Oh, my gosh. Can't say that.
We are pleased to have with us Vice President Mike Pence and his wonderful wife, Karen.
And they're going to start introducing generals and stuff, like actual military leaders. I'm sorry, I probably shouldn't have done that. A little controversial, I know. Not pretty. I'm convinced Donald Trump so perplexes his opponents. I mean, if you hate Trump, you hate Trump so bad, you can't, you know, you've just got to keep topping the story of why he's so horrible and awful and terrible. Right? You jump the shark, is what I call it. I'm convinced Trump is sucking his opponents into this game because anybody reasonable anywhere headed to the polls in November of 2020 has to see what they say versus what happens and go, I'm with him, not them. Don't you think? Tell me if I'm wrong. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Tom in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yes. Good morning, Scott. First and foremost, I wanted to express my thanks and praise to all the men and women who over the years have laid down their lives for the freedom that our flag represents. And moreover, especially on this holiday weekend, I wanted to bring forth a thought in regards to the Democratic debates that took place both nights. And moreover, I never saw a one American flag displayed. And it kind of set me back. You know, I thought, well, here's individuals that are presenting a debate forum, but yet did not demonstrate the presentation of true freedom, our flag. That's it.
You think that was sort of an oversight, just, you know, that nothing intentional meant from that, or do you think that's designed to send a message?
I guess that's kind of a loaded one, Scott, that maybe it was an oversight. I do remember when our President Trump was in the debates prior to his inception into office, that there was always American flags present. And, I guess that's a question, I guess, to be brought forth to the Democratic nominees, if you want to put it that way, or the DNC for not looking at it in that light. I guess I'm not going to point a finger. I'm just questioning.
Well, we wouldn't know. I mean, you don't know, but I do think it's enough of a regular occurrence that you got to say, wonder here. Yeah, I wonder.
Right.
I wonder.
I wonder.
Yeah. I appreciate the call. Thanks so much, Tom, and I join you in thanking our military service members for sure. I appreciate that very much. Fred in Bismarck, you're next. Go ahead.
He's talking to Fred.
Fred is on the line. Yes, sir.
Good morning. Hey, I'll tell you what. First of all, I want to thank anyone that had anything to do with the celebration at the Capitol in Bismarck last night. It was absolutely outstanding. The symphony was amazing. The fireworks were great. It was just a wonderful program. I want hats off to the president for the great salute to the troops. I thought that was outstanding. And but there's one thing I'd like to ask you to do, because you've got a microphone and a lot of people listen to you. I would like to know, and I'm changing the subject here a little bit, but I'd like to know who is following up on this report that taxpayer dollars paid off a lot of sex scandals for Congress people. Who is following up on that? Who's finding out what happened there? This is something that needs to be, that the American people have a right to know. Were our tax dollars used to pay off people that were involved in sex scandals? And I don't care which side of the aisle it falls on, frankly. But why isn't somebody digging into that?
That's a good question. Folks that don't remember this, there was, I don't know how it was revealed, but somehow it got out that there was an allegation against a member of Congress, and there was a settlement, and it was a special fund that was set up to do that, and it was taxpayer dollars, believe it or not, that would pay these funds. And this happened over some time. We didn't know about it, and then it came out in something, a court proceeding or whatever.
Okay,
and
Scott, Hovind has been there a while. Have you ever asked him about it? I know that Cramer has been there a while, too, in the House, and now he's in the Senate. Kelly Armstrong wouldn't know anything about this, but those other two politicians have to know something about this. And I'm going to pin you down a little bit. Have you ever asked them about it?
I believe I have with when it first came out. Did you know about this? Whatever. I don't remember the exact answers, but I think your point is a good one to say, okay, how'd this happen? Who made the decision? And, is it stopped? Is it done? Is it still there? Well, what's the deal? We sort of need to, to know the back
okay,
channel
so
now on the investigation.
Down a little bit. Are you going to follow up on this? Somebody
sure.
needs you.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good question. I think it's a good question. I mean, it's one of those things where I think there's so many, in any given day, so many different things that you could go to.
Sure,
but
sure.
The reason we have those guys on regularly is to be able to ask questions like this, and we encourage you to ask the questions, and, you want to have us ask the questions, that's fine, too, but that's why we're here, so I don't mind at all.
Yeah. All right. Real good. Thank you.
So we'll add it to the list, for sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah.
Well, let's see here. Who's next? John in Bismarck. And another one of our story topper travel stories. Go ahead, John. You're up.
Scott, welcome back to America. Happy 4th of July.
Thank you.
I think I got a story that's probably going to blow your hair back a little bit. I got to take it back to 2009 when I was in Iraq coming back from my two-week leave, flying from Kuwait into Dallas, trying to get my connecting gate to Minneapolis back home here. So I get to the gate, come to Minneapolis, and I hand the lady my ticket, and she scans it, and it's not going through for some reason. Say I can board the plane. She goes, sir, just have a seat right over there for me. Well, I sit down, and you start to get the sense that something's going on because security's starting to come line up next to her, and she's talking to her. And I walk up to her. I said, what's going on? Is there something wrong with the ticket or something like that? And one of the security guards looks at me and goes, sir, you are on the terrorist watch list. Mind you, I'm coming back from overseas. I'm in my combat uniform. And he goes, sir, you are on a terrorist watch list. I said, are you kidding me? And he goes, you got any identification? So I hand him my military ID. I hand him my North Dakota driver's license. I show him my orders that I'm supposed to be overseas and coming back. And he goes, well, how do we know you are who you are? I said, well, I got a military ID right here. And the lady, she's just getting real snotty with me. She goes, sir, go have a seat. I'm like, okay, whatever, you know. So I go sit down, and a couple more security guys come up, and TSA comes up to me. They question me for about 15 minutes. Who's your commanding officer? Where are you based out of? Where are you at over in Iraq? All this sort of stuff. And I'm like, how am I getting on a terrorist watch list? They're like, well, we can see right now, back in 2007, you were over in Afghanistan. What were you doing over there? It's like, well, overseas with the military back then, too. I have no idea how people get on these terrorist watch lists. And here I am coming home from my 2-week leave, expecting to see my family in a couple hours, flying home. And she's like, you're not going anywhere. Okay, sounds good.
So how long did that take to clear up?
About 45 minutes. Missed the flight and had to get the next one 2 hours later.
Not a way to treat our vets, I'll tell you. My gosh. Call the Pentagon. I think they vetted me already. Oh, that's.
I have no idea how it happened, but yeah, here I am. I have to be home.
A vet on the way home from Kuwait, supposedly on the terrorist watch list. Definitely a story topper. Definitely worth a MyPillow. Hang on, John. We'll get that for you coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at two locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo, and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited, and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We're asking residents of Watford City, what's it like to live the good life? Shiloh Chavez tells us.
Yeah, so I think that the quality of life here is amazing. It's a really progressive community who has really made an emphasis on making families feel welcome, and so that's definitely helping increase that quality here. There's lots of things to do.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Share a truly extraordinary heritage. Together we are part of one of the greatest stories ever told, the story of America. It is the epic tale of a great nation whose people have risked everything for what they know is right, and what they know is true. It is the chronicle of brave citizens who never give up on the dream of a better and brighter future. And it is the saga of 13 separate colonies that united to form the most just and virtuous republic ever conceived. On this day, 243 years ago, our founding fathers pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to declare independence and defend our God-given rights.
Oh, no, I mentioned God. See, this is why it's called controversial. He also called us one of the most virtuous nations ever. You know, there's a lot of people that don't believe that we're that virtuous a nation, or we're that the greatest story. There he is saying it at the Lincoln Memorial, celebrating our military, celebrating the story of America. That greater what? President Donald Trump, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. With your questions and comments today, brought to you in part by our friends at DAC Diesel. If it's diesel, semi, tractor, truck, whatever, and you need a little performance enhancement, you need DAC Diesel. You need CJ and the team. Call them at 701-258-5011. Get in queue for a great repair. Any maintenance needs you have of your diesel vehicle, they'll do it for you. Long-lasting repair is what they specialize in there. In maintenance services, they're going to get you better performance. They do it every day. Find out more about them at DACDiesel.com or, again, call them 701-258-5011. Tim is on the road. Tim, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, thank you for taking my call, Scott, and I hope you had a good vacation.
Yes, I did. It was, Norway is a place everybody should visit. A lot of our history started there with, you know, the stock of people that came over here and settled here, and a very, very challenging time in Norway led to some good fortune for the United States of America. Some people came as well. So, yeah, that was great.
That's good. That's great. My comment today was I wanted to second that caller that talked about these scandals of these politicians in Congress and how they've been covered up and hidden and paid for with our taxpayer money. This needs to be made part of the next political campaign. This needs to be brought into the open. And on another thought, you take a look at what Donald Trump has done, what the president's done. And what I see of these political parties, the Democrat Party we know is off the deep end against him, but the Republican Party, what have they done for him, really? What have they done? They have really not been behind him. And my point being, we have all these, issues with him, and this Russia story of collusion and all this, and had them spying on him, and nobody's been brought to justice over this. If you or I would have done what they did, we would be in jail already.
No doubt about it. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you anymore. And, you mentioned Republicans. All right, there's a lot of accomplishments that this president has already.
With very little help.
With very little help. That's what I was about to say. So imagine.
Look at his tax reform. Very little help. Couldn't get the Obamacare repeal done. And it wasn't his fault. It was their fault.
Yeah, wobbly Republicans. I think the tax cut, actually, the tax package was the one thing where there was some unity. But otherwise, there hasn't been much. You're absolutely right. That's for sure.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
You bet. President is talking to reporters ahead of his trip to New Jersey as usual. It's not just a quick hi and hello. It's like a full-blown press conference. We'll take a little bit of this.
The people on television, and I don't know what the final count was, but that went all the way back to the Washington Monument. And I guess the rain knocked out the teleprompter. It's not that. I knew the speech very well, so I was able to do it without a teleprompter. But the teleprompter did go out. And it was actually hard to look at anyway because there was rain all over it. But despite the rain, that was just a fantastic evening. I think people really had it. And I think a lot of people, you know, it's really a recruitment situation. A lot of people are going to be joining our Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard. Well, she campaigned on, I'm going to get Trump, I'm going to get Trump. She never knew me. I never met her. I don't know who she is. But she, her whole campaign was that, and that's illegal. You're not allowed to do that. She knew nothing about me. She campaigned, oh, I'm going to get Trump. I'm gonna. We have 100 clips, and so do you. And you can't do that. Our system isn't about that. Our system isn't about, let's see if we can find something. You can't do that. But her whole campaign was, I'm going to get Trump. I'm going to get him. Can't do that. They've been after me a long time. You know what? It's very interesting. After 500 witnesses, 2,500 subpoenas, every single person I know practically was called in one form or another. Nothing. And I'll tell you what, even with you people, you're honest people, none of you could have withstood that. They would have found something. If there was a comma put in the wrong place, if there was a period in the wrong location, they would have grabbed it. No collusion, no obstruction after that. It's amazing. You know what it shows? It shows I'm a very honest guy. So China. So we'll see what happens. They're talking to us. They want to make a deal. But we had a deal, and they broke it. They broke the deal. They shouldn't have broken it. I think if they had it to do again, they wouldn't, because right now we put very big tariffs on, and we have a lot more to put on if we want. But China broke a deal. We are talking to them. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with Iran. Iran has to be very, very careful. Say it. You'll know in about 2 weeks.
What is it?
There was a very interesting problem that they had in New Hampshire.
What kind of
I can't tell you about it. But it had nothing to do with White House. There was a problem up there, and I won't go into what the problem was, but you'll see it in about a week or two.
Mr. President, how do you feel about going forward?
The southern border is being policed very well by Mexico. Mexico is doing far more than the Democrats. We all know it because of tariffs, but they've been great. They put 6,000 people. They have many of them there.
This is a president that does something no other president does. Takes every question from anybody. Just keep asking questions. I'll ask. One of the things I got asked there was about the vice president canceling his trip to New Hampshire, and he said you'll know in a couple of weeks why it happened, where everybody else has not answered the question. We're going to talk about the minimum wage when we come back. Don't go away.
Generous, generous Jerry, keep booming, booming, booming. People line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry, blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisle. Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Generous Jerry's Fireworks. Find them in Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Park River, Wapentin. Two locations in Fargo and two in Grand Forks, Bemidji and Park Rapids in Minnesota. Pick up your coupons at the door. Military, get an extra 10% off. Go to GenerousJerry's.com for more info.
Your fireworks will be blazing and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Seismologists believe there's a good chance of some very strong aftershocks for several days or even weeks after an earthquake struck California on Thursday. Here's John Clemens with more.
That estimate came from Caltech scientist Dr. Lucy Jones concerning the Independence Day 6.4 magnitude quake to strike 25 miles northeast of the town of Ridgecrest, California.
And this is one of the higher risk areas because of all of these faults.
Dr. Jones tells us a 5.1 quake that struck the same area in 1982 triggered aftershocks for 6 months.
A 5.4 magnitude aftershock struck that area earlier today. The economy adding 224,000 jobs in June, according to the government. That follows a 75,000 job creation performance in May. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Thomas Jefferson wrote the words that forever changed the course of humanity. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. With a single sheet of parchment and 56 signatures, America began the greatest political journey in human history. But on that day, the patriots who would determine the ultimate success of the struggle were 100 miles away in New York. There, the Continental Army prepared to make its stand, commanded by the beloved General George Washington.
George Washington. He's celebrating George Washington. Can't even believe this. This is just extremely controversial. And clearly all about him. He's talking about the first president. So, you know, of course, he means the 45th. He's just talking about, I'm just having a little fun with some of the silly things that have been said about the president's salute to the military, salute to America yesterday, which was fantastic. Really, really good. Hope you had a chance to see it and take it in. He also had to do it without the teleprompter because the rain caused the teleprompter not to work. Couldn't see it. And that's something else they thought was terrible. Anyway, it never ends. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Best deal ever going right now on the MyPillow. That's what I'm talking about. Best deal ever. What does that mean? Well, it is a premium pillow, first of all. Sometimes you go into big box stores, you see a low price point on a pillow, but it's a standard MyPillow. It's not the MyPillow, okay? This is the MyPillow, the premium MyPillow. You can only get these by going to MyPillow.com using the promo code Scott and getting the great deal, or calling 800-506-9028. Here's the deal. Two-pack of MyPillow Premium, $69.98. Now, you get the great deal, but you get everything else. Machine washable and dryable, 10-year warranty, 69 money-back guarantee. There's no pillow better for a great night's sleep. No more tossing and turning. It adjusts to your neck perfectly, supports the way you sleep, whether you're a side, a stomach, or a back sleeper. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All right, our next guest is from the Workplace Policy Institute. former administrator that, oh, you're having trouble reaching Timmy. Okay, all right. You let me know when our next guest is there. In the meantime, I'll chat with some more of our callers, which I'd love to do anyway, at 800-228-0550. Is he still going? The president still taking questions? All right, here's a little more of him before we go to the phone.
They took it. We were paying for almost all of NATO. We're protecting countries. Those countries have to protect themselves with us. They have to make a contribution. In my first year, I raised over $100 billion from those countries. Biden didn't know what the hell he was doing, and neither did President Obama. NATO was taken advantage of. Now they're paying. They still owe us a lot of money. Biden doesn't know about that. He just thinks stupidly we do. NATO is fine, but they have to pay their way. The United States is not going to get killed on trade with Europe. Europe kills us on trade, which we're changing, and Europe then kills us because we defend Europe, and we lose a tremendous amount of money. So we lose on trade and the military. President Obama and Vice President Biden, they didn't have a clue. They got taken advantage of by China, by NATO, by every country they did business with. I don't know that I'll be able
to.
No, I hope they do well. I hope they will.
One more. Almost walked away. Now he's back.
Kim Jong-un on numerous occasions to meet. President Obama wanted to meet with Kim Jong-un, and Kim Jong-un said no. Numerous occasions he called. And right now we have a very nice relationship. We've done a lot, and we've gotten our hostages back. We're getting the remains back. A lot of good things are happening, and there's been no nuclear testing. During President Obama, there were nuclear testing. They were sending missiles. Right now, everything's nice and quiet.
All right, off he goes. There he goes, walking to Marine One, which, by the way, did a flyover yesterday as well. The president had a little flyover with Air Force One, Marine One, the Blue Angels for the crowd down there. Now, he and the First Lady hopping on Marine One as they get ready to head off to New Jersey. And I would imagine some weekend meetings and some other things there as well. President doing about 15 minutes with the reporters on the way out the door. He almost always now does that. Almost always. All right, 701-258-0550 is our telephone number. 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number on the program today. We haven't talked about this yet, but U.S. jobs are well over the forecast. Let me get this right. The predictions by the experts were wrong. No, that can't be. Something must be wrong with my eyes. They're not working after a lack of sleep. 224,000 jobs created in the month of June. Here's the headline from the Bloomberg story. U.S. hiring rebounded in June and topped all estimates of economists. A sign of labor market strength that may ease calls for the Federal Reserve interest rate cut. What were they saying it was going to be? 72,000. Oh, but the unemployment rate is up 3.7% from the half-century low of 3.6%. You know why it was up? More people in the workforce looking for a job. People are coming off the couches. They're saying, look at this wage growth. There's jobs. I want in on this. Isn't that interesting? Let me get some texts. I've been talking to callers here most of the morning and haven't had a chance to shake out many of the texts. So let me do a little bit of that. I did not know there were airports during the Revolutionary War. Oh, and none of the fake news covered the parade or the speech. A draft dodger who's just trying to make up for it now. See, this is how what's the word I'm looking for? Desperate. That's the word. This is how desperate the Trump-hating crowd is.
And pretty much.
When he fumbles a line in a speech, they have to forget all the criticism that came before, that this was going to be about Trump, and this was about, you know, him, and then when it wasn't, and when the speech actually was a great history lesson and a salute to our troops, they got to come with something else. They just, they're stuck. Feel bad for him, actually. Frank in Northwest Minnesota. You know, Northwest Minnesota is a very large place. It could be Lake of the Woods. It could be Moorhead. It could be Furnace Falls.
I'm right by a cornfield.
Well, that doesn't help me much either. There's a lot of cornfields in Northwest Minnesota. What's the nearest city?
Well, Thief River Falls is one of the bigger ones.
Okay. All right. There we go. Now, that's a little better. You're in Prowler Country, Thief River Falls, Minnesota. All right. Mm-hmm. Now I can visit with you, Frank. What's on your mind?
Well, they were talking about, you know, how awful the speech was that Trump gave. Well, didn't Michelle come out and said she's proud of this country again? Remember that?
I do, yeah.
And then I have a little story. I was with my brother north of Badger, about 4 miles from the Canadian border. This is about 10 years ago. And it was a birthday party. So my brother says, let's go look at the deer. Because it was like September, getting close to deer season. The bucks were getting their horns. And all of a sudden, this green pickup pulls up with the lights on. There was the immigration guys. And they walked up, and my brother's two little girls were with my nieces, and I had a couple of my grandkids in the back of a extended cab Chevy pickup. And he said, what are you doing? Oh, just went for a drive looking at the deer. You have driver's license? Yep, I give mine. My brother gave me his. And so what are them kids in the back? I said, there's kids back here? And you should have seen the look on them kids in the back seat. That was priceless.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good, Frank. Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
Anyway, we checked out okay, and they said, just, you know, get on our way. But they were patrolling the border 4 miles in because people were, you know, trying to get in 10 years ago.
Yeah, this is not a new problem.
No,
this is not.
No.
And, you know, one thing we don't think about or talk about much is, you know, Canada has a very lax immigration system. So you can come from many countries and be in Canada on a visa, which would not get you into the United States. So I'm thinking there's people that are kind of smart enough to figure this out. If they are meaning to do us harm and trying to find a way in, you get the visa, you go to Canada. And then, you know, you just slip yourself into the border. Speaking of cornfields, there's a whole lot of them up there along the border. You can just, slide in.
And another thing is, every time we talk in our little coffee shop about the immigration and stuff, he says, well, you know, most of the immigrants come over here on a college visa and they never leave. Well, should we go after them? Well, they're working here now. Well, okay. As long as they're working, everybody's good. We're paying taxes. But why is the deficit getting bigger then? There's a lot of people that should be paying taxes. Get them in the workforce or get them out of here.
No, but the Democrats are not interested in that. They're interested in more voters. I mean, the tax thing, whatever, you know, come on in. We'll give you stuff. We're going to give you stuff because we want you to vote for us. You see, Cory Booker is down on the border, actually sees some people on the other side of the border, goes across into Mexico, brings them into the United States to cross the border illegally. A Democratic candidate for governor, a former mayor, a current U.S. senator. You think that should be allowed?
No.
Ridiculous.
My sister is a good Catholic, and she said she was a good liberal. She campaigned for all the guys up here on the Minnesota side. And about 10 years ago, she jumped ship. He said, you know, if you keep killing our babies, we're losing our voters, I'm just going to go to the other side. And she did.
Well, we welcome her to the right side. Thanks, Frank. More after this, folks.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com. NorthDakotaSweetCrude.com.
North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. With the speed of a prairie fire, this rugged, refined North Dakota moonshine recipe is sweeping down the plains for you to enjoy. One taste, and you'll see why North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur needs to be shared. Whether telling fish stories or relaxing around the campfire, North Dakota Sweet Crude is the perfect fireside liqueur. Find North Dakota Sweet Crude and recipes at crudespirits.com. Crudespirits.com.
As a working adult, you know the value of a dollar, and you expect quality for your money. Now is a great time for you to further your education, and the University of Mary offers education for the working adult with flexible learning options that are competitively priced. You'll be supported throughout your program by a world-class faculty committed to your success. A world-class education at an affordable price. Discover the University of Mary difference at umary.edu/online.
Two more calls and another letter about selling our minerals. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I heard those guys at Mineral Tracker help mineral owners get the best deal. We should get a hold of them. Our neighbor Joe got double what his letters had offered with Mineral Tracker's help.
Received offers for your minerals? Stop. Don't do anything until you talk to the Mineral Tracker guys. They know the industry. They'll get you a better deal. Go to MineralTracker.com or call 833-842-2924. 833-842-2924.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com over the brand new big 80-foot flagpole. The red, white, and blue sale went on through June, but I bet you might still be able to get a flag out of them. Check out your new summer ride with cooled seats and stuff. Schwann Buick GMC.com.
All right. I really love the flyovers. Great example. The president made a point of talking about each of the branches of the military. But when he did, there was aircraft that flew over, which was kind of nice. Really neat. Here's, for instance, when he was talking about the Army. Listen. Well, you can hear. How about the Blue Angels? Can we hear them? that, huh? Couple minutes left here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. One texter says, I am listening. Well, thank you. We're glad you're listening. Very much.
Oh, that's it? Just that?
That's what the first line said, but there's more here, I guess.
Oh.
It goes on to say, I am listening to the most apoplectic, insane Trump hater. I wonder where he got the idea the president's speech was politicized. Most normal people would consider it a good history lesson.
Yeah.
I don't know whom this person is listening to, but obviously it isn't here. Callie, thank you for that. But I'm also not surprised. I'm not surprised. Let's see here. Texture says, I got to enlighten snowbirds after the air show. There's some footage not everyone was filmed and provided power for. Way to go. Have a good time in Fargo with the family. See you down the trail sometime later. Happy Independence Day weekend. My pickup inverter was challenged. Can Dak Diesel get me a bigger alternator? Well, I give him a call. Give them a call. Maybe you had to watch the video to get that one, Todd. Tech says, let's ask the Democratic congressional members which country they'd like to live in or visit as a second choice permanently. Then when they answer, tell them, if we know someone who will pay their moving expenses, would they leave? If they say no, ask them, why not? You're an elected official and doing your best to destroy our country, so you don't deserve to live here as a traitor. Wow. Now, that could prompt quite the conversation. Another texter. Cory Booker trashed the city he was the mayor of, and he wants to be president? I don't think so. A Buttigieg in South Bend, Indiana, not doing much better. Not doing a much better. In fact, it had, well, he's never there now, and people are unhappy with the crime in the city, and just had an incident, racial incident, and he hasn't handled that well, and yeah, it's not pretty. Here's more of President Trump from yesterday. That is to satisfy this texter. It says, I can't hear enough of that speech yesterday. What a disgrace to have people criticizing a president saluting the military. Yeah, I agree.
As the delegates debated the declaration in Philadelphia, Washington's army watched from Manhattan as a massive British invading fleet loomed dangerously across New York Harbor. The British had come to crush the revolution in its infancy. Washington's message to his troops laid bare the stakes. He wrote, the fate of unborn millions will now depend under God on the courage and conduct of this army. We have therefore to resolve to conquer or die.
You see the look of the crowd here. They're taking this in. They're really looking
stoic. Days later, General Washington ordered the declaration read aloud to the troops. The assembled soldiers just joined an excited crowd running down Broadway. They toppled the statue of King George and melted it into bullets for battle. The faraway king would soon learn a timeless lesson about the people of this majestic land. Americans love our freedom, and no one will ever take it away from us.
Yes, see this crowd. As you're looking from the Lincoln Memorial all the way down to the Washington Memorial, then the Capitol, and it's hard to see when you start counting heads, but certainly it's a sea of people, a massive people around the ponds down the mall from Lincoln Memorial all the way to the Washington Memorial, and that's a long way. That's not a block. That's blocks, and I don't know what behind that is, but obviously in the rain. So a good crowd, a good day. Way to celebrate the military, and I think actually an interesting tactic by the president, planning this, talking about this, prompting so much anti-military, just the ridiculous comments. Unbelievable. We got to go, but you can call the Be the Buffalo hotline at 855-200-1776, extension 6, 24/7. Tell us about folks in North Dakota with the Buffalo Spirit. God bless you.
This is Carol Juven at Juven Tours, inviting you to join us on South Pacific Wanderers Tour in Australia and New Zealand, February 11 through 25. 14 days to explore some of the most exciting sights in Australia and New Zealand. Yes, they do speak English. This is an all-inclusive tour from Fargo or your home city airport. Call me at 800-343-0093, toll-free. Everyone is welcome.
And Carol, let's welcome everyone along to the Bakken Tour as well this July. Hop the bus with us and see the Bakken firsthand. Plus Branson, six big Christmas shows October 31st through November 5th. Let's make some memories.
For information on these tours and others, call me at 1-800-343-0093 and I will send you out brochures immediately. Juven Tours, welcome along.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919 or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.